Boulder Valley School District is offering a special help center for parents who need assistance, setting up their parent portal accounts, completing their annual data updates, and enrolling a new Boulder Valley School District student, and submitting applications for free and reduced price lunches. Computers will be available to use and professionals will be there to help. For more on this resource, I have Boulder Valley School District Erin Rain, Communications Deputy, and Alejandra Corchado, Digital Communications and Engagement Specialist in the studios. How is the Help Center going to assist families in the enrollment process, Erin?
Well, thanks for asking us about it. This is a very busy time, August, back to school for families. And we want every family returning and new to know that they can come to the Boulder Valley School District Education Center on Arapahoe Road and get help either enrolling a new student, completing their annual data update for a current student to make sure that if there are alerts or news that you need to know about your student and your school, that your family has the correct information for all parents and all guardians in the family to contact and for your student, and make sure that you're signed up to either participate in our free and reduced lunch program or to participate in our parent portal to pay for your student to eat at school. Or if they bring their own lunch, then that you can obviously take that route as well. But the Help Center is really here to answer all questions for parents about enrolling their kid for school, back to school stuff, school related questions, transportation questions. We'll have professionals from the district here available at the Education Center to make sure everybody's got all their paperwork done and that those kids are ready to head back in a couple weeks.
Extremely important information and an amazing service that you are providing. Where do parents need to go again, and when do they need to go to get this support, Alejandra?
So the Help Center will be at the BVSD Education Center, which is on Arapahoe Road. The address is 6500 East Arapahoe Road, and it will be starting Thursday, August 11th. So that's this Thursday, and it'll go through Tuesday, August 16th. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then on the last Tuesday, August 16th, it'll be 9 a.m. Until 3 p.m.
Busy times for the school and the parents and the kids. Universal school lunches are no longer available this upcoming school year, and the eligibility criteria is very low. Does Boulder Valley School District have plans to adjust meals, benefits, eligibility to account for the high cost of living in Boulder? Erin?
I don't know of any plans at this time. That would be something our food services program is working on. I know that they want as many students as possible to enroll and complete that application for free and reduced lunch, and especially talk to their schools specifically if there's any question about paying for lunch programs or eligibility surrounding that. I believe we have 56 schools in our district, so not all of that information can come from the district office. All the schools have their own lunch programs that they're running and do a great job around that. But yeah, unfortunately, the free meal program is ending after 2 years. So a lot of parents probably have gotten in the habit, as I would have, of dropping their kids off and expecting lunch to be covered. So please, 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 parents, fill out the free and reduced lunch application. See if your family qualifies. Talk to your school about options for the meal program. And if you choose, I think a lot of families, one thing that BVSD School Food Project is really proud about is with the free meals being enacted, a lot more kids took advantage of it. A lot of families understood what a valuable resource this is, how great our food program is, and how nutritious and various and wonderful the menus are. So we hope a lot of families will continue to use this service as it's a benefit to our district. So at the Help Center or online yourself, if you visit bvsd.org, there'll be links there. We encourage people to sign up for their parent accounts and enroll for meals. It's still very reasonably priced, we believe, to feed the kids at school, and the meals are filling and nutritional. So we hope a lot of parents participate, and we encourage as many as possible to fill out that application for free and reduced lunch ahead of the school year. But that's coming up soon. So
one document that parents need to show that sometimes requires them to have access to a scanner are their kids' vaccination records. How can parents get help with that, Alejandra?
We would definitely encourage parents, if you're able to come to the Help Center, bring your vaccine records there, and we can definitely help upload them. But if you're not able to make it to the Help Center, just taking a photo, take a photo and email it to your school, email it to your school nurse, and they can definitely make it into the format that they need, do whatever they need. But even a quick photo on your phone, that'll do.
What about parents who want to opt out of having their kids' information shared with military recruiters? There's a form for that, but it requires a printout. Will Boulder Valley School District help centers facilitate this process as well? Do you have the answer for that question?
I don't. I'm not really sure, to be honest, if that's a school district form or if that would something that would be separate. I haven't heard of that form before, but I'm sure that you're right and that some parents, it sounds like, have difficulty accessing it. So I would say bring those questions to the help center, see if any other professionals there are able to help you navigate that. And if not, definitely contact your school or your administrator at your school office and see if they're able to help with that as well.
And I do have a last question for Alejandra. Are you providing translation services and interpretation precisely for this service that is so needed for our communities?
Yes, absolutely. One of the big reasons we're having the help center is so that we can have services there. So we will definitely have our team there to set up with any language, Spanish, English, whatever language that you might need. We'll have services provided there to support our families. We have a new Facebook page just to go along with this that we launched over the summer, VVSD en Español, which is really focusing on communicating with our Spanish speaking families on a new platform that's hopefully easier to navigate to. We understand that emails might not be the way to do it for everybody, so we're hoping that BBSD en Español will reach our Spanish-speaking families, our community, and are just trying to spread the word so that they know that there's a new way to get information that's going on with their students at the schools and the district in general. So definitely encouraging our families to follow our new channel, BBSD en Español.
BBSD en Español Facebook page and our at BBSD Colorado Facebook page. There are Facebook events about the BBSD Help Center, so you could RSVP there, see all of the dates, and follow along with us on Facebook for all of that information.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. I think I want to take advantage that we have Alejandra Corchado with us, bilingual, and just make an announcement in español sobre este servicio importante, esta plataforma de llegar a la gente en donde la gente está. Alejandra, cuéntanos.
Sí, claro. El Distrito Escolar del Valle de Boulder tendrá un centro de ayuda. Necesitan crear sus cuentas en el portal de padres de Infinite Campus para completar las actualizaciones anuales de datos y para llenar las solicitudes de alimentos gratis o a precio reducido. So esas son las aplicaciones que normalmente antes del COVID se llenaban todos los años, pero cuando pasó el COVID que ya no se ocupaba, a lo mejor las familias no se dieron cuenta que iba a regresar, que tenían que llenar las aplicaciones otra vez, y como no están disponibles en papel, es todo por computadora. Por eso queríamos que vengan a este centro de ayuda, para que nosotros vamos a tener computadoras, nosotros vamos a poder ayudarlos para que llenen todas las aplicaciones y para responder cualquier pregunta que tengan antes de que empiecen en el año escolar. Y también, como estaba compartiendo, que tenemos una nueva página de Facebook que se llama BBSD en Español, y esta nueva página es un lugar donde nos va a ayudar a comunicarnos con nuestros padres y nuestra comunidad hispana que habla español solamente en español. Esta página está dedicada para ellos y es donde vamos a compartir información importante sobre las escuelas, sobre los estudiantes, sobre el distrito en general, y va a ser un lugar donde padres y familias van a poder hacernos preguntas a nosotros o dejarnos comentarios, todo en español, y nosotros vamos a estar allí respondiéndoles.
Fantástico.
So there's no appointment necessary for any of those days at the Help Center. You can come any day, anytime that it's open, and you don't need a computer, and there'll be people there available to help.
That's fantastic, Erin. Thank you so much for that information. I think it's crucial for our parents. I have been speaking with Erin Rain and Alejandra Corchado of Boulder Valley School District about the support offered to assist parents with accessing the portal accounts and completing paperwork as the start of the school year approaches. It's really fun. And with this new offering of providing access in Spanish in a social media platform, that's excellent. I just really want to say congrats on that new application. Thank you.